Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Call it the Pinocchio syndrome, although there's no fibbing involved here, only cold weather. In winter, mountain whitefish grow longer noses. That's so they can root for food such as caddisflies that hide under rocks. It's a phenomenon that naturalist Wayne Roberts first observed in the early 1980s while fishing the Red Deer River in central Alberta. Since then, he's caught and measured hundreds of whitefish, and he's developed a system for indexing this nose growth. From his sampling, biologist Wayne Roberts has determined several things about whitefish. First, the winter noses occur only in older, larger whitefish, those that are greater than 24 centimeters in length. Second, the noses on these mountain whitefish appear to grow longer as winter progresses, changing into something much larger and bulbous in shape. The mountain whitefish use their bigger winter noses like levers. Now they can flip over rocks as big as your fist to get at the insects hiding underneath. The growth of the nose could simply be a callus that develops from all that hard work. Or it could be a physical, seasonal change that's genetically determined. These are just some of the questions this Alberta naturalist is investigating. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.